Good afternoon. This is Ricardo with Jabberlog on the JCast, and I just wanted to jump in here really quick to make a correction. This will be for the podcast plug exchange program that we started doing here at the Jabberlog. And a couple weeks ago, we had Brad Kirch's Digital Entrepreneur Podcast. And in the beginning, when I had given out that website, there was a letter missing. So I just wanted to say, that one again. So if you guys want to check out the Digital Entrepreneur Podcast, which has got some good stuff on there, make sure to hit the website, and it's bradkirchpodcast.com. That's BRADKIRSCH podcast.com. And also you can follow that podcast on Twitter, which is at BK_podcast, where the B, the K, and the P are all capitalized. And if you want to be a part of the podcast plug exchange program, you can send me an email at thejcast@thejabberlog.com, and we'll set it up from there. And now for the show.
This is Whitney, and you're listening to the JCast on Jabberlog.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
This is Ricardo with Jabberlog on the JCast, and I am sitting here, welcome back, my co-host, Whitney, and this is going to be episode number 38 of Within the Trenches. How's it going?
It's so good to finally be back. It's been like 8 weeks since we've done this.
It's been ages. Eight weeks?
I don't know.
It could be. It's been a while.
Just the number I threw out. It's been quite a while, though.
You're going to make me cry.
a lot has gone on as a lot of you may know, these last few episodes that I recorded at the Code 7 Studios, otherwise known as my bedroom. yeah. Sooner or later, it'll be awesome. I'll be able to build something up. But in those last couple episodes, I was talking about my transition and just crazy things that have been going on. It was like, the last week that I was in there in dispatch, I was telling Whitney and the team that it seemed like the dispatch gods were trying to hit me with every single crazy call before I was done. And not only that, there was, I don't remember if I talked about this in the last episode or not, but we were talking about speaking in Spanish and we were joking saying, oh, you know, too bad you didn't get to do your last Spanish call.
Well, it started because every single call or every single thing you did for the last week, I kept saying, that's the last time you're ever going to call Code 7.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The last time you're ever going to speak Spanish. I think at a point you were like, stop, it's not funny anymore.
I thought it was I wanted to cry.
That's the last time you're ever accidentally going to grab a red pen instead of a black one.
Yeah. And then this call comes in and Jill, one of our coworkers on our team, she says, Ricardo, you want to speak Spanish for the last time? I was like, what? I was like, are you serious? I said, you better be for real. Don't be joking that just have a thick accent. You just want me to take the call for you. And nope, it turned out that this guy really needed some assistance. And I had to translate. And the funny thing is that the whole time that I worked there, and I was always afraid about this, it was doing a medical call, taking a medical call and having to translate because I speak Spanish, but a lot of the terminology and stuff, it was harder for me to get out. So I was kind of freaking out. And it turned out that last Spanish call that I took that I had to translate was a medical call. Mm-hmm. And this guy was saying that he was having, a chest pain and that his stomach hurt a lot. And I remember asking him if there was, dude, your dog is tearing that thing up.
I'm glad you said something because I thought our listeners are going to be like, what is that?
I know. What is going on? I don't hear Whitney talking. Is she flapping around on the floor?
Did you just see me take his collar off?
Yeah, I did.
Because it was jingling because he's shaking that.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah. Sorry. Keep going. My dog is all of like 4.5 pounds.
But you wouldn't think listening to it destroy whatever it has.
It's a zebra.
Oh, so that's what happens.
Anyways.
Yeah, so I remember asking him if there was anybody else there because he didn't know the actual address. I mean, he knew the numerics, but he didn't know the street. And I said, is there anybody else there? And he said, yeah, there's some guys here, but they're asleep.
He's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
When yeah. And I asked him if he could wake them up. And he said, no, they're not going to wake up. So
great roommates.
Yeah. They must have all just been trashed out. Yeah, but
I think I had roommates like that in college.
But no, it turned out good for being my one and only Spanish call that I had to translate. That was actually a medical. But yeah, you know, on top of that, there was other calls that came in. One call in particular, it was one of the officers that we work with. Mm-hmm. I had a call with them where it was a choking incident with their child. And I won't go into any of the details there, but that call, I mean, that was one that had my heart just pumping. I mean, usually, you know, your heart's kind of pumping anyway, and you're doing what you got to do. And still, it was the same. But the difference is that I knew them. And when you take a call from someone that you know that well, it just heightens it up mm-hmm. even more. So yeah, that one was crazy. And then there was another one. It was a suicidal call where this guy had come home and found his wife in her bedroom. They were going through divorce, and she'd been depressed already, and she'd been texting him that she didn't want to live anymore. And from what he had said, she had done that, you know, many times before, so he didn't think anything of it. Mm-hmm. But then he gets home and finds her in bed and said that she was bleeding from her head and her chest. But, you know, it was just that one really stuck with me, only because of his screaming and his crying. Mm-hmm. You know, that stuck with me a lot. So, yeah, the dispatch gods were really hitting me with it.
Yeah, you had a rough last week.
Yeah, and I took overtime. My last shift was 14 hours.
That's right.
14 and a half, actually. Yeah, because I had come in for something else. I don't remember. I came in early. So, yeah, it was that much longer. But
we ended on a good note, though, your last shift.
Yes. Yes, I did. I did my last sign off, which I put on YouTube. And I believe I said it in the last episode exactly what I said. It actually has a lot of hits on it.
Does it really?
I posted it, and I think it's up to like 120 or 125.
I'm glad some really smart dispatcher decided to catch up.
Yes, thank you very much.
Whoever did that.
For those who don't know.
Brilliant.
Actually, you know what? I think I did say it in the last one. But once again, thank you, Whitney, for doing that. Because now that'll forever be on YouTube until they decide to destroy everything.
True.
But then, you know, at the end of that shift, we ended up going outside. Because what did we do?
Ricardo's only thing he wanted to ever do after work was have steak and eggs. And so we did that. And for those of you who don't know, I think some people call it bags, but in Michigan we call it cornhole. It's a game where you throw bean-filled or corn-filled, get it? Cornhole? you throw corn-filled bags, I don't know, up this little sliding ramp, and you got to get it to go in the hole or whatever. So we played that in the parking lot. Ricardo went and picked up his brother who happened to be in town for the week from Florida. Yeah. It was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, drove to Holland from Allegan, which is a good 30-minute drive or so, and then came back and we had some steak and eggs, played some cornhole, and shared some stories, which was very fun. I thought I was going to be pretty tired, but everything was good, especially after that long shift. I think it was because we were drinking Monster, mm-hmm. some good old energy drinks. Yes, but since that time, since I've been out of dispatch, what's been going on? Enlighten me.
Same old, same old. Same, you know what? Different day. Same type of calls. We have a new woman that's calling us quite often.
Yeah.
She identifies it right off the bat that she's bipolar and she's not on any medication. And she's either calling because she's manic or the opposite. But anyways, one of our teammates the other day, she was telling her how much she just wants a welfare check on herself. She wants a police officer to come and do a welfare check.
Oh, really?
Kind of interesting. Because mm-hmm. that's not usually how our welfare checks
yeah,
go.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think she's just lonely. So one of our coworkers talked to her the other day, and throughout the call she had talked about how much she loves karaoke. So our partner said, well, what do you like to sing? So immediately I conferenced in on that call. I was on Prime in between traffic stops. I'm listening to her. So I'm sending our coworker songs.
Yeah.
And I'm singing. I sent her one. I was like, I got Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. So then she's singing all the songs. And luckily our coworker didn't send her this next or didn't tell her this next one. But then I was like, The Thong Song by Cisco. She didn't sing it. But then now I've gotten her a couple of times. And one time she was so angry and it was just not good between her and
So did you give her some Limp Bizkit to sing or something? Yeah. Or corn?
Yeah.
Some angry rock?
No, but I remember that. She called back a little while later, and she had already had people out at her house twice, and she called back a third time, and it was just, I just had to get on the same page as her. She just, I don't know, I have a feeling we're going to talk to her again tonight and tomorrow night. She just wants somebody to come do a welfare check. That's really been the only big thing that's happened. I haven't taken any really bad calls, and everything's been good at work.
Awesome.
But
at least you have that you can sing with them, because that's what we did.
Oh, yes. You got it on. You were recording a minute ago, weren't you?
Yes. Yeah. We were. Well, it started out with your burp.
Yeah. It smelled like onions.
So gross. That'll be something interesting for you guys to all listen to. I'm not sure how I'm going to piece it together first, but in the beginning, there's at least 2 or 3 minutes of just bloopers of us just talking crap.
But we've been saying this for how many episodes?
We should start
recording the second we put our headsets on, because that's when a lot of the fun, you know, when we're trying to set up and whatever, that's when all the funny stuff comes out.
Right. And so now, minus the burp, because that was right before I hit record. But I do have in there where you're smelling the...
to make sure my pop guard doesn't smell.
Yeah, it's like, it smells like onions.
Sorry, listeners. That was really gross. We went out to lunch beforehand. I didn't realize my sandwiches... I love onions, but I don't think my fellow brethren like when I eat onions, so I try not to. So,
hello.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Whitney.
Oh, man. Now, one of the other things that we were talking about, too, is the whole, the sniff part. That is something that we've been doing at work, something that started between a few of the officers and I just out of nowhere. I don't even know what happened, but they just out of nowhere, just after every single traffic stop or anything that they would say, or when they would end with something, another person would come on right away. And
right. And that's all they do. They just key out, and it's just. Just the sniff.
Yeah, just the sniff. And now that I'm not in there, Whitney has...
Somehow it's taken it on. I had mentioned to our coworkers, I always think it's funny because it's at the most bizarre, just weird time somebody will sniff. And they had started doing it to me for like the last year. And I think it's funny, but I'm always really self-conscious to sniff back over the radio because...
You don't want to snort?
And no, in my mind, my sniff is going to sound like this to them. Oh. You know, like, I'm always afraid. So one of our deputies who works, he works for two townships. He's worked for the sheriff's department, but he's contracted for two townships. We were sending messages back and forth. He's like, come on, do it. And I was like, no, I only do it every once in a while when I feel like I'm getting real crazy. I'll sniff on the radio. But I said, it's going to be too loud. And he said, no, just do it like this. There's no radio traffic. There hadn't been any for like 2 minutes. And he just keys up. And he went, and then he goes, see, just like that. So then I keyed up and I went, and he goes, that was a beautiful sniff. Right. Yeah.
They're holding up signs. It was like, she got a 999.
Right. So we're sending messages back and forth. So now it's like officially gotten thrown in my lap. So I have
a
call taking the other night, and one of my other partners, Cash, was on Prime, and she had to get up to use the restroom or, I don't know, go make dinner or something. So she just said, can you take Prime for just a second? So I said affirmative, and we do an hourly status check on all of our state troopers. Mm-hmm. So I noticed there was a couple timers that had popped up, and that's just kind of like a boring thing to do. So I thought, oh, I'll quick do those for her while she's gone. And I keyed up, and I did the first one, and before the trooper even keyed up to say, Central, I'm 10-4. Our buddy keyed up. He knew obviously I have a really distinguishable voice, but the second I stopped with the numbers and said hourly status check, I heard key up. I love it. One of the other contract cars, the other deputy we work with that does it, I was on a ambulance frequency speaking with an ambulance company that works in his area. And there was this woman, one of the paramedics that was, she was just kind of being, I guess, irritating, harmless, just irritating. And I must have sounded kind of snarky. And I was just like, you know, whatever unit, I'm clear on that. You know, I was the one that sent you there. I know that. Uh-huh. He keyed up on their ambulance frequency because they have identifiers. So when a radio keys up, we can see whose radio it is. And it,
that's
sure
awesome.
It was his. And I was like, just straight across the ambulance channel. But I haven't done any of the other ones that you guys do.
Oh,
like,
man.
Everybody knows about the meow.
Yes.
And then
that one is always fun.
Gidgety. however you say it.
Giggity.
I can't say giggity.
There you go.
No.
Yeah, that was all right.
I know, but that won't sound funny if I do it.
What? Sorry.
Right, I'll choke.
Central, are you okay?
Right. I'm trying to think of anything else.
Oh, man. You're going to have to bust out some radio. See if someone will call you radio and then just go back and forth. Radio to whoever. Because we did that one night.
What?
Yeah, usually that's saying radio to people. When someone is new, the officers will mess with that new person on radios and just call them radio. Because there's a couple times.
I'm thinking of like radio from the movie, the little special ed guy that carries the radio around. No. That's why I was like, oh, people call me that behind my back.
No. No, like on Super Troopers when they're calling him radio, when they're calling Deputy Farva radio.
I've never seen that movie.
And that's our time. We'll be back next week.
That and Office.
I'll be by myself.
That and Office Space. I know I have
oh
to
Oh my
watch
God,
it.
Not Office Space either.
I know. But the part that I've seen on Super Trooper, I've tried to sit down and watch it. You know, come on. You know how focused I stayed.
Right.
That's why I have to take 911 calls because I 60 seconds on a call and then I get to go to the next one. But I just have a hard time watching. I don't really watch movies very often.
Especially scary ones.
Oh, mm-mm. Nope. Yeah,
for those who don't know, nope. I'm sure you've heard it before. She doesn't like scary movies at all. She did not even want to watch the trailer for The Call.
No, I won't even watch it.
Which I saw that movie.
Yeah.
And for anyone out there who's listening to this, if you really enjoyed that movie, I apologize. It was all right.
We were talking about that at work and I forget somebody was like, it was so good. And I was like, Ricky said it wasn't as good as he thought it was going to be. And they were like, what? And I said, I trust him.
Yeah, I think they just really focused on they took the stress part to a level that it really isn't.
But I think that, you know, they're trying to stress the stress level on the public who maybe doesn't.
So I guess it's different for our eyes.
For us,
yeah, because we actually live it
and we're the
or have
of,
lived it.
We're the kind of people that we take the calls and we're able to just turn it off and that's what makes us good at our job. Where
exactly
the public looks at it and they're like, what? You do that every day and you take those calls every day? Really quick thing about Scary Movie. The deputy that I babysit for picked up his little boy and we just happened to be talking about The Conjuring.
Oh,
and
yes.
He said, have you seen, because he doesn't like scary movies either. It's a big, tough dude.
That's right.
Yeah, big, tough dude, but he doesn't like scary movies. And somehow when he was picking up the baby, we started talking about it and I said, I can't even watch that trailer. I said, it's come on and I have to immediately change the channel. We were laughing. He's like, you can't even watch it? I said, no, I'm so fearful. That it just makes me scared. And that night, I texted him. I was like, you will never guess what happened. I was watching something I DVR'd and Ben, my husband, was gone. I'm sitting in the living room. I was painting my toenails. And I think maybe my fingernails were wet too or something. But I'm just sitting in there all by myself painting my toenails. And the trailer comes on and I can't find the remote and my toenails are wet. And I don't want to smudge my toenails on the carpeting or get on the carpeting. So I'm trying to crawl up to the where our cable box is, but it's all like digital.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't change the channel. So I'm sitting there and I just felt like I should start rocking, like my head down and my arms.
Just fall over, start sucking on your thumb.
I texted him. I was like, I just had to watch the trailer for The Conjuring.
I just got out of fetal position.
Well, so anybody who watches those movies, I commend you. I can take the most graphic, horrible 911 call and not skip a beat. But I know that boo stuff.
Man,
I don't like that. I forgot what I was talking about though.
we're talking about the Super Troopers and meowing.
Yeah, I watched the part where, what is it? They have all the weed in the car.
Oh
I
yeah,
think that's the only part I remember I've actually seen.
That's right. The beginning.
See,
it's like the first 10 minutes.
See, I made it 10 minutes. I will make a goal to watch that movie because I know there's a lot of references that people talk about, especially working in law enforcement that I pretend to get, but I don't get them.
Yeah. Yeah, so the character Farva, he's sitting at in the dispatch part, and they're calling him radio, and it pisses him off, and he just keeps saying, "Don't call me radio, radio," and it's just the scene is funny. So then when I'm working there, and I mean, you know, even before you started there and all, I just remember sitting on the lean console, which is next to the main radio console, and the person who was training sitting at radios and they start calling them. So just for example, you know, Adam 12 to radio. And it's just silence. Adam 12 to radio.
Is that me?
Ricardo, are they talking to me? I'm like, yeah, dude, you're radio. You're on the radio, right? Well, I thought we were central. Like, they're initiating you. You need to say something. I said, this is like the hazing period.
Right. And it's so, that's so funny to think about that being hazing. Because really, anybody else could just look beyond it and be like,
right,
call me radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were just baffled. Are you sure they're calling me? I'm like, dude, I'm serious. They're calling you. I'm not going to tell you something to get you in trouble. Or maybe. Dun, dun, dun. So then they would answer back, and it's just funny as heck. It's like, you don't say that you're radio. You just say, you just go ahead. So, yeah. So that'll be something for you to look out for.
Radio.
Now, any of the newer people, if they ever say it. Sometimes Green will.
Yeah.
He'll just throw it out out of nowhere and start saying radio. And then I just have to key back and start laughing.
He gave like the most detailed directions the other day for a prowler. I think MSP asked for directions. It was within like a condo. It wasn't a condo development. It was just like a development.
Uh-huh.
So it was like all the streets that are like trees or something like that. And he's like, can I get directions back there or whatever? And that dude keyed up and he just gave directions, just like a book long of directions. And everybody was just like, okay. He's just super helpful, which is really good. But
he just busted out Tom.
He just made me laugh because he's just like, yep. And then in approximately 45 yards, you're going to hang a left there, westbound. And I don't know, good old guy.
Thanks, MapQuest.
Yeah, exactly.
I dig that dude too. He's funny.
Yeah, he's very helpful.
But along with all those other things that have been going on, there have been behind the scenes stuff going on with the show. And if you're a fan of the page, you've seen that there's some new things going on, some new posts. We've been doing classic episodes where, and it was something that my wife actually brought up, that a lot of the people haven't heard a lot of the older episodes. Mm-hmm. So each week I'm posting up a classic Within the Trenches episode and just kind of, you know, giving a short synopsis of what it's about. And then putting the link on there so that people can go and check it out. And that's been doing very well. Well, now that Whitney and I are back together here, and we're going to be doing these weekly, every Wednesday, like they were before. But we're going to try to do multiple episodes. Next week, Wednesday, we already have a couple people lined up. And we're going to start going through, and now that I have a lot more time as well with the new job that I have, going through and getting a lot more people as well as other organizations that want to spread the word on what they're doing that have to do with, you know, the 911 community or emergency services. One of which is the, I believe it's called Pink Heels and of West Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to one of their reps in Zealand at this car show. So I have to get a hold of them so that we can do an episode with them. There's also going to be something that we're trying. I don't want to say too much about it because there's a lot of eyes on us. I'll just say it that way. And but it's something that we'll be implementing soon with Google, not the actual company, just using their resources.
What?
Yeah. Holy crap. You guys made it big. No, just some of the resources that they offer. And that'll be coming up. That'll be posted on the fan page too, to have people help us test it out. But there's also some new admins that we're trying to get. Mm-hmm. And these admins are going to be content creators where they're going to be adding information, just funny memes, articles, you know, news, just everything involving, 911 dispatch, you know, stuff that you guys can go to so that you can get all this information and so that we can get our fans up there. We actually were at 293 and we're now at 300. And this mm-hmm. was just in about a day or so with these new people. So,
and the hard part was is that we did the switch from Jabberlog to Within the Trenches itself.
Right. Yeah.
So we had we started picking up a lot of steam with the Jabberlog and then we kind of started back over and now we have to pick up that steam again.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll have to see if we can team up with some other pages like we were before. Because uh-huh. I think that was bringing in a lot of stuff. But yeah, there's a lot of things that we're doing that are coming up. I just can't say it all yet. All will be revealed. Yes. That kind of sucks that you have to put it that way. But
it does. But it can also be flattering.
That's right. That's right. Well, on that note, that's going to be the wrap up for this episode, episode 38. We just wanted to throw something quick and easy out there for you guys to know that we are back and we are going to stay and continue to be on top. And if you ever have an email for us, you can send a message out to the JCast at thejabberlog.com as well as the WTTpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, which is at WTTpodcast. And then this will be posted up on thejabberlog.com and available 24/7. And then find us on Facebook, facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. Have a good one.
Yeah.
You just listened to Within the Trenches on the JCast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to thejcast@thejabberlog.com.
That's right. Do the bloopers at the end.
I wish that burp would have just gotten caught. I think it got caught in my microphone. Guard,
can you
though.
Smell it?
God, there was onions on that sandwich. Woo!
Oof. This is recording now.
Yes. I thought because you got quiet and you're like, click. Since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on. Yeah, yeah. I have done a lot less singing.
This will be good.
Oh, it's
recording. We'll have to talk about this, too. We'll have to talk about this. Saying, yeah, it's going to be a little different. Going to add some bloopers in here. And that's the only thing I've never liked is that even if I'm not sitting that close, maybe it's just because of the headset.
Yeah.
That we can hear that. We can hear the sniff.
Oh, my gosh.
More.
Oh, my gosh. It's so awesome. It's. I can't wait. I'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll have to bring up what the importance of the sniff is, and then I'll tell you what.
And we can also write shit down and then just freeball it. Go back and forth.
I freeball it quite often.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's going to be a great clip to put in somewhere.
I might just use that as my text message. Whenever you sent me one, it's going to say, I freeball
it
off.
And I sounded like a creepy dude. I freeball it quite often.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, man. Okay. I don't know why, but all I want to do is laugh.
That's good. I'm glad you're not like, I just want to cry every time I do this. I hate it.